We are learning Maseches Baba Kama, Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, and we are beginning approximately 12 lines from the top, beginning of a line. Ahi Issa, Da Olsa Lameifa Bahu Besa. A certain lady went to bake in someone's house. In those days, not everyone had an oven to bake bread in. She went to someone's house to bake bread. Osa Barcha, Da Mori Besa, Ochla Lisha, the goat of the house, came and ate up the lisha, ate up the dough. Chavol umis, he got sick and he died. The behemoth died, the ace died. Chayv rov l'shlume, rov chayv heard to pay to make barcha for the goat. So chayra lema pliga the rav. The omer rav have l'shtoichel. We have before that rav held even if it was shloim reshus, even if it came in shloim reshus, the halacha is that you're only chayif for the hezek if the behemoth slips on your food. But if the behemoth eats your food, then it's not your problem. The behemoth did it to itself, and therefore you're not chayif. So here, why was Rav of Mechayif to pay for this lady, to pay for the eis, to pay for this barcha, which is a male goat? L'chayra here, you could have said, Havlus v'teichel. So maybe Rav was arguing with Rav. Lein plig d'rav, Rav, Havlus v'teichel. Amri, hachi hashta. Hasam shloi v'rishus loy kibol aleh natirusa. There was shloi v'rishus, so the person bringing in the payers wasn't makabel to watch the behema. Hacha v'rishus, here there was a shus for the lady to come in to bake her bread, bake her dough. So hacha v'rishus kibol aleh natirusa, therefore she was makabel to watch. So I can ask me, we learned yesterday that Rava himself says that when you have rishus to come in, you're not watching the behemoth. It says clearly not. Only the Baal HaChatzur says to come in, he's watching. But never says that the person who came in Rishus isn't going to watch anything. So why is he different? So Rashi explains that really, the Gemara really knows really what it's going to say later. That here, since the derech is that when she bakes, she does a bit sneers. Like Tosi says, the reason is right now the Gemara thinks that's yichud. She, no one else is going to be around because if now we promise yichud between her and the Baal Bayis. So the Baal Bayis leaves when she comes in to bake her dough. Since that's the case, so she is responsible. So for the Gemara, if that's true, if she's coming in herself, that's why she's responsible for any damages. We had before a case where Isha came in to be toichen chitim. We had this before in Daf Zayin on Beis. It says that Isha goes to someone's house to grind her wheat. The halacha is, Ezel Baal Bayis, Lor Bishus, Vachlosim Behem Tosh Baal Bayis, and the behemah of the Baal Bayis ate it, Potter, the Baal Bayis Potter for eating up the wheat, Vim Huska Chayevis. And if the behemah was Huska, it's Chayevis. Granted, dear Huska has to mean that, because Lor Bishus here, so there's no Kabbal Vashon, if Huska means, if the behemah slipped on the Chitim, then the Baal Chitim is Chayevis. But Taima the Shloi Bishus, Habrishus patura. It's masba. If it's brishus, it's pata. Well, why you pata? If brishus, we just said that you're responsible. Brishus, you're responsible for the behemoth of the Baal HaChatzur. So when you bring a chitim, why are you pata? And right now, like Tosfos says, we're learning that it's a problem with yichud. So here also, since the Baal Bayis is not here, so because the isha came here to be taking chitim, so chayra, she should be responsible for the damage of the behemoth. So why is it meduyik that dafka shloi bereshus if huskus chayiv? Bereshus you chayiv even more. You chayiv even for eats the chitim because you're responsible for the behemoth. So my answer is Amri. No, litchan chitim kim loy bayit sniusa. So the few times tomorrow is changing. And the Rashi explains by chitim you don't need snius. Why? Because she doesn't uncover her arms. So I'm a little chitim. Kim loy bayit sinusi amidi loy bayit mesalkim avos the chotz nafshayu. The chotz does not have to leave. Vala di day in the rami trusa. And the baal chotz has to do the watching. Avol meifa by coming to bake, kim the bayit sinusi. Since she needs sneis, avos the chotz mesalkim nafshayu. The owner of the chotz leaves the premises. Hilkach Allah di da rami trusa. Therefore, she has to watch. Rashi says a meifa bites the mishosh megalas reasel because when she bakes she uncovers her arms. She has to get it into the oven or salisha maybe uncovers her arms. And therefore, the Baal HaChatzur leaves the premises, and since the Baal HaChatzur leaves the premises, therefore she is automatically mechuyev in shmirah. So the bottom line is like this: we had a story here where Aisha came in bereshus to bake her chitim, to bake her dough, to make bread. And the eyes of the animal of the Baal Chatzar ate it and died. And when Rava said that the Isha is chayiv, why is Isha chayiv? The bottom line reason Isha chayiv is because since when she comes in to bake, the Baal Chatzar has to leave, it's considered that she is mekabel, she accepts the shmira of everything around her, and therefore she has to wash, the behemoth does not eat it. But a case where the Baal Chatzar is around, then she's not responsible, even by Shloi Rishos, when the behemoth eats it. Why? Because Havalah, Shloi Taychal. So the Maravai, it says, if the Shoyroi, you brought in your Shor into the Chatzar Baal Bayis, Shloi Rishos, the loch is, you're chayiv for damages, and the Baal Chatzar is potter if their Shor damages your Shor, or his Kelev damages your Kelev. Amarava, Hichnas Shoyroi Lechatzar Baal Bayis, Shloi Rishos, V'chafa Ba, Boyrois, Shichin Ma'orois. If someone brings his shor into someone's chatzos and the shor digs up holes in the ground, the loch is that yechayit. Baal ha-shor chayit v'niski chatzor. The baal ha-shor chayit v'niski chatzor. Or baal chatzor chayit v'niski bar. But now, let's say afterwards, someone else trips in that bar, the loch is the baal chatzor is chayit. Af agav d'omar mar ki yichur ish bar v'lo yishar bar. Even though we know that there's only responsibility for a bar if you yourself dig the bar, but here a shor, actually someone else's shor built dug this bar, so why you chayiv? Hacha, kivin the istachol lahachlam luyim loykem aliyeh kamei the kariyadim. Since here the owner, the house owner, the owner of the property has to fill it up, he didn't fill it up, it's ki'ilu he dug this bar. Now, we know a bar is only chayiv if a bar is in your rishus, it's not chayiv. So the case here was that it was mafkir afterwards. That was the case where someone got hurt, was he was mafke the bar, and it's like he put a takala under shirabim. He didn't dig the bar. Teretz is, since he was mafke it before he filled it, that's ke'ilu, he dug the bar. And therefore, he will be chayiv. Therefore, he'll be chayiv for the bar. V'amar Rava, hiknes shor l'chotz v'al bayis or v'shos. Someone brings a shor into the chotz v'al bayis or v'shos, v'hizik v'al bayis. And the shor was mazik the baal bayis, or the baal bayis, who's the boy? Well, the baal bayis tripped on the shor. Chayiv. The loch is that the owner of the shor is chayiv. Why? Because he brought in shlo rishos, and it hurt the baal bayis, so he's chayiv for that. Ravatz potter. If it crouches down, and the more I thought it meant, he's crouching down on top of kalim, or he crouched down and the baal bayis tripped on him, you're potter. The owner of the shor is potter. And Shal is why? Frank the Ramashun, the Ravat's potter? Because he was Ravat's potter, why should he potter? Might say you brought in a tekala into this field, Shloi Bishos, so why are you not chayiv? Amra Papa, my Ravat's, Shehir Bitz Glolim, V'nitvu Kalov Shalabayis. What happened was, Ravat's means that he was Ravat's Glolim, he let out waste, and the Kalim of Shalabayis got dirty. To have a Glolim bar, Glolim considered bar. Lemetzinu bar shechayev bayis kalim. You don't find that bar is chayev on kalim. We know it says in the pasuk by bar. It says yichur ish bar v'loy chasam rafal shama shor achamar. And we say shor v'loy adam and chamar v'loy kalim. Bar is not chayev on kalim. So here the behemoth was ravas glolim is like he made a bar. And if he made a bar, so I'm chayev for damage of bar, the owner of the shor. And you don't find that bar is chayiv by kalim. So break the Gemara. And I can ask me, the Lechayri, he didn't dig the bar. The behemoth dug the bar. We know, ki yichru ish bar v'lo yishar bar, that you have to dig the bar yourself. So why are you chayiv a bar? Lechayri, here you didn't make the bar. So the Rashi explains that since b'shas the filo, it was his, and he didn't clean it up, so it's ki'ilu, he dug that bar. We're going to see, he was mafgirt afterwards, but since when it was made the bar, he did not clean it up, it was mafgirt like the way it is, therefore he is chayiv for the damages. But you only, so here, Rashi says, when it says potter, it's only going on the kalim. But avada, if the owner himself hurts himself by falling on this glolim, then avada, you'll be chayiv, because barbly Adam only means that the Adam dies, but the nezikim of the Adam, you are chayiv by a bar. So therefore, if the owner hurts himself, avadi be chayiv for that. He's not chayiv for kalim. That's what it means. Right? The Gemara Hekki says it's a bar. Honichlish Adam called the kalabaru. Every stumbling block is a bar. That's good. El Rav Adam Afkalei. that it's not considered a bar, it's considered your mamana mazik until you mafgir it, and it's really shar, ma'ik lememba, what are you going to say? Why should be pata on kelim? The chari should be chayiv. Amri, stam glom of kuri mafgalu, stam glom, you are mafgir. So bottom line is, you are mafgir is glom, therefore, it's considered a bar. Now, are you chayiv for the adam or not? So Pasha sounds like we say the Rashi learns that you chayiv for the Niski Adam, she's not chayiv Niski Kalim. Taisa has a discussion, Taisa has a tzad, and this is based on the sugya in Parak HaManiach, that maybe over here, since he didn't dig the bar, so it's like a mafkin azok of la'achan afilas oinus, and maybe not chayiv either for the Adam Mazik Mazik, it comes out that it's called a Pesheya. It's called a Pesheya because he brought in this behema Shloi Rishos, and therefore you are chayiv for Niski Adam, just not Niski Kalim. V'omar Rav. Nichnas the chatz of Balabayis Shloi Rishos. Someone went into a chatz of Balabayis without Rishos, the hizik is Balabayis, and he was mazik Balabayis. Someone odd one mazik here. A person went into the Balabayis, his chatz of Shloi Rishos, and he was mazik the Balabayis, saif is mischav or not, but hizik means he did it be a daim. Oi Balabayis huzik boy, all the Balabayis tripped on him, chayiv. The odd one mazik is chayiv. His ziku Balabayis potter. If the Balabayis heard him, then the Baal Bayis is Potter. Only if you didn't see him, you didn't know about him. If you know about him, Heziku Baal Bayis Chayiv. Then the Baal Bayis Chayiv. My time, Shadom Alei, Nihidis Chashus Lafuki, you can throw me out, Lazuke to hurt me, less Lachar Rashusi, and no Rashus. You don't just to hurt me. Now, it's moving over here, that if you didn't know about him, so then you Potter. If you mazik him. And the shahal is, don't we know a klal, Odom Mu'ed Lo'ilam? It's usually a klal, Odom Mu'ed Lo'ilam. So what kind of excuse is that you didn't know about the person? It's Odom Mu'ed Lo'ilam. So the Ramukhi Yosef talks about this, and he's like this, Potter from the Onesu. He's an Oines. Oines Gadol, which we call Oines Gomer, that there, even Odom Mazik, some Rishonim hold on Potter Oines Gomer. Vilim Afarshim Zal Esri, Odom Mechol Oines V'chayiv. What about the Rishonim hold that Yechayiv Mechol Oines? Amri times in the Idach Pesheyahu. He said the reason is because all the guys are Pesheyah. We've mentioned this in the Mukhi Yisrael multiple times in the second parak, that there's always a machlokes if there's a p'tur of Oinus Gomer by an Odom HaMazik. Some said there's no p'tur, and some said there is a p'tur. So here, what do you do with this Gemara? Even though Oinus Gomer is part of good. But if you don't not, what do you say? So he's saying, what you say is that this guy himself is a Pesheyah. He caused it to himself. And that's why the Baal Abayis is part of, because why are you coming in Shloi Rishos? You are a Pesheyah, and therefore you did it to yourself. Va'ozulu Tamayu. Papa and Rava are going to Tamayo, because we have here a member of Rava, and Rapapa explains it. Because we have here a member of the Omar Rava Vitem Rapapa, and that will be the Ozul Tamayo, because either Rava or Rapapa. Because they say like this, the Omar Rava Vitem Rapapa, and the Tamayo will be a dig from what they say. What do they say? They say like this, Shnei and Bereshus, two people are Bereshus, they're both from Shusharabim, or Chasar Shutvim, or they both have a Shus, or the Baal Bayis gives them a Shus to be here. So both people are in a place for Rishos. A Shneim Shloi Rishos. Or both of them are in a place without Rishos. Hiziku Zeh Zeh Chayavim. If they hurt each other, be a Dayim and on purpose, then Yechayiv. Because there's no Heter. There's no Heter. And even Shloi Miskavim. Hiziku Zeh, if they hurt them, each other, be a Dayim, which means even Shloi Miskavim, Yechayiv, because there's no Heter to hurt someone else, even though you're here for Rishos. All the guys here for Rishos also. Well, the same status as you. So if you hurt the other guy, even Shloim Miskavim Yechayiv. Husku Zev is Zev Paturim. But if they trip on each other, then they're Pater. And that's Rishal's why. And so that the Rishayim have different Pshatim. One of Pshatim are that in this case, the Nizik is a Pesheah because he knows this other guy here, Bereshus, he should be careful not to trip on anyone. He should be careful. But what do you see from here? That there will be a dik to bring it out Rava's halacha. Time of the shneim rishos, shneim rishos. The only reason why we say that, let's say, if the ziku shloib meskaven, if they hurt each other without kavana, why yechai? Because they're both equal footing. They're both rishos or shneim shloib rishos. Aval echo rishos, echo shloib rishos. One guy will be rishos, one guy out rishos. The rishos part the shloib rishos chayiv. The halacha will be is that if the guy rishos hurt the other guy shloib meskaven, you'll be potter. Shloib rishos will be chayiv. Now, why are we potter? That's this halacha. That, but the lo yadalei, if you don't know about him and you do it be a dayim, you're still potter because the other guy is shloi bereshus. And like we explained before, either in his gomor or because of the other guy's sitter pesheya. So here you see the same idea, like Rava and Rapapa explained on Aleph, that if someone's here shloi bereshus and the Baal HaBayis hits him over the head by mistake, but he hits him over the head, B'yadayim, he is potter. Because since the other guy is here, Shloi B'Shus, therefore you're not responsible. Why not? Because you didn't know about him, so it's on his gomer. For whatever the reason is, that's how the Gemara means to say, Ozdo L'Tamayim.